Nolte, John Kerry wants Trump to defeat climate change, not terrorists. By John Nolte on January 14, 2020. John F. and Kerry wants President Trump to focus his efforts on defeating the unicorn of climate change instead of the clear and present danger of terrorism. During an appearance this week on MSNBC's Hardball, the former Secretary of State and failed 2004 presidential candidate told host Chris Matthews, "Trump pulled us out of the Paris Agreement. Everybody in the world knows that the evidence of what is happening in terms of climate change facts on the ground is growing and growing and growing with extraordinary danger to the world. Americans are already dying from this in fires, in floods, in storms, in mudslides." In the same breath, Kerry complained about President Trump droning Iran terror mastermind Qasem Soleimani. "It really raises extremely serious questions about avoiding the responsibility to engage Congress when you have a calculated program for assassination that you have decided to implement months ahead of time. And you haven't even shared that because of the consequences potentially of going to war. And we literally came to the brink of war based on that decision. I think Congress and the American people have every right to be deeply upset over yet again another cover-up from the Trump administration." Kerry isn't even arguing that Trump should be doing both. He's obviously upset over Trump giving the order for the assassination for Soleimani and sees the unicorn of climate change as the real threat to the world. "This is my favorite part. Americans are already dying from this in fires, in floods, in storms, in mudslides. Oh, yeah, we haven't seen that before. Oh my God, people are dying in fires, in floods, in storms, in mudslides for, like, the first time ever. Talk about fake news, talk about anti-science fear-mongering. The truth is that far fewer people are dying in natural disasters than ever before. Meanwhile, we know for a fact that Soleimani was responsible for the deaths of hundreds of Americans and would no doubt be responsible for many, many more had he been allowed to live. What's more, as of now, there is no question Trump's decision to drone that monstrous terrorist resulted in Iran backing down, at least for now. Iran had been escalating. Iran had already killed an American contractor and committed a literal act of war by targeting our embassy in Iraq for destruction. Trump responded by taking out Soleimani, and the result is a freaked-out Iran that is, at least, temporarily freaked out enough to be talking de-escalation. What more do you want from Trump than that? In one fell swoop, in one unpredictable and counterintuitive move, Trump avenged the deaths of countless Americans, saved countless more, and has Iran rocked on its evil heels. So far, so good. But Kerry wants Trump to be a warrior for climate change instead. When Kerry is not himself a warrior for climate change. Wouldn't you just love to know what Kerry's carbon footprint is? All the world traveling he does? All the carbon his half dozen or so ketchup-funded mansions spew? If you recall, as Secretary of State, the damage Kerry did to Mother Earth was incalculable. And why should America destroy its economy with the stupid Paris Accord? A treaty that hurts America's working class a whole lot more than it does kept billionaires and windsurfers like Kerry. When, no thanks to shameless polluters like Kerry, America's carbon output is decreasing. Even if you are stupid enough to believe in climate change, here's proof it's all bullshit. America is not the problem. China, India, and other countries are. We're awesome. But Kerry wants to see America become less awesome. He wants to return to the Obama era of managing our decline through the insanity of all this green nonsense, which is nothing less than a return to the dark ages of depending on the sun and water for power. But in that world, government worshippers and billionaires like Kerry have all the power, while everyday people like you and I live in the dark, damp, and dirty squalor of big government-approved housing projects. Listen, like every other green hoaxer, Kerry does not live like a person who truly fears climate change. Like his fellow climate hoaxer, Barack Obama, Kerry just plunked down something like $12 million for a home on Martha's Vineyard. No one who believes the oceans are about to rise burns $12 million on property that will soon become worthless thanks to problematic Americans who refuse to give up their plastic straws, SUVs, and charcoal grills. Kerry's massive investment in oceanfront property proves once and for all he does not truly believe in the threat of climate change. But he does believe in exploiting the issue to gain control over our lives, to saddle us with rules he will never live by, and to berate a president whose foreign policy continues to prove the failure that was John Kerry's foreign policy.